失败书第十一章第一到第三节，一同来念。一二三，上帝正在古时借着众先知多次多方的小意列举，就在这末世借着他儿子小意我们，又早已立他为承受万有，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是上帝荣耀所发的光辉，是上帝本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人之罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。我们先读到这个地方，我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray。
主啊，我们已经打开你的话语，求主打开我们的思想，求主打开我们的心，求主对我们说话，求主使我们领受你的真理，我们就不回头走错误的道路。求主给我们认识你的道，我们就在你的道中扎根，在你的道中长进，在你的道中面对更成全的生活。主啊，你听我们的祷告，求你赐福你的仆人，给他当讲的话语，是讲理翻译的同感一灵，同心合意，把你的真理传讲清楚，叫我们众人都从其中得到帮助。因为你的话比下地的蜜更甘甜，你的话比极多的金金可炫目。我们感谢你，你的话如同银子炼过七次，你的话安定在天直到永远。在你的话中隐藏着得救的智慧，在你的话中隐藏着我们生命生活的动力。我们感谢赞美你，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名祈求你，阿们。我们上个礼拜谈了耶稣是 Alpha， 耶稣是 Omega。
Last week we said that Jesus Christ is Alpha and Omega。
这是从这一节的圣经里面提出来的。
This is from the passage that you just read。
因为他是承受万有的。
Because he is the inheritance of all things。
有曾经借着他创造诸世界。
And the Bible said through whom he made the universe。
所以这个次序是从宇宙最后的终点谈到原先创造的起点。
The sequence in Hebrews is from the back to the front。
像基督是 Alpha。
And so Christ is the Alpha.
因为他是万有的创造者。
Because he is the creator of all things.
基督是 Omega.
And Jesus Christ is Omega.
因为他也是万有的成全者。
Because he is the appointed heir of all things.
他不但创造了。
Not only did he create.
他还要成全。
He will inherit.
所以从这个起点到那个终点，这中间就是一条的直线。
And it is a straight line between the beginning and the end.
这个直线叫做什么呢？
What is this line?
就是叫做时间的过程。
This line is the process of time.
叫做历史的过程。
And the process of history.
而我们的存在在哪里呢？
And where is our existence?
我们就被生在历史的过程中某一个阶段的里面。
We are existing in a particular point in the entire progress of history.
我们的存在是神创造的一点。
Our existence is the created point of God.
所以我们的存在在整个神创造中间是一个有机的关系在里面的。
And so there's a dynamic process between our existence and the entire creation of God.
我们与基督的关系也是个有机的一个关系。
Again, our relationship between Jesus Christ is also a dynamic one.
Organic relationship.
Organic relationship.
这个有机的关系呢？
And in this organic relationship,
使我们活得有意义的。
It gives us a meaning in life.
如果我们在这个起点中终点中间是不知从何来不知道何去的，那我们是宇宙的孤儿，我是流离失所的人。
If we do not know where we are going and where we come from, we are like orphans in the universe. We are pitiful indeed.
所以当耶稣看见了许多的人流离失所，如同羊没有牧人一样，就怜恤他们。
And that is why when Jesus Christ saw that the people were lost and helpless without a leader, he had compassion for them.
这是最可怜最可怜的。
And this is certainly something that's most
critical. 所以我们在历史中间的一点。
So we are at a point in history.
我们与整个历史之间的关系是什么呢？
What is our relationship between us and the entire history?
我们既然在历史的过程中，
and since we are in the process of history,
历史到底有什么意义？
What is the meaning of history?
所以今天我们要从这个基督是起点，从终点来看基督徒的历史哲学。
And so today we want to look at the Christian's historical philosophy from the beginning and the end of time.
基督徒的历史观。
Our concept of history for the Christian.
这个是一个比较深的一个课题了。
Of course, this is a pretty profound subject.
就因为世界没有得救的人，他们没有历史起点、终点的这种观念，所以他们不可能正确的、正确的解释历史的意义。
And because those in the world has not been saved by God and they do not understand the beginning and the end of time, so they really cannot tell you what history is all about.
而神既然启示我们，又启示我们基督就是历史的起点，从终点，所以我们就在这历史中间
找到基督的意义与我们有机的关系是什么。
And so because God has given us the revelation that Jesus Christ is the beginning and the end of time, we can find the organic relationship between us and Christ in history.
人活在时间的内容里面。
We are living in a content of time.
人也活在空间的永续里面。
We are also living in space.
这样时间同空间不单是这个物理学所讨论的范围。
And so time space is not only a subject for physics.
时间与空间也就是我们整个生命生活存在的有形的一个基础了。
And time space will become something which is physical for us to live while we are yet alive.
我们在这有形的两个永具里面而被造。
And we were created in this physical two entity, time and space.
但是空间的有形性是比较容易了解的。
But it's easier to understand the physical presence of space.
时间的有形性是很不容易了解。
But the physical entity of time is difficult to understand.
时间就比较进到无形的范围里面了。
And so time seems to be something that will move into the non-physical.
我们活在时间里面。
We are living in time.
正像动物也活在时间里面。
Just as animals live within time.
但是动物从来没有时间的观念。
But animals do not have a concept of time.
更不能谈他们对于时间的解释。
And certainly they cannot explain the concept of time.
人与动物不同的地方。
The difference between a human being and an animal.
人有时间的观念。
Comes about because we have the concept of time.
人有时间的觉悟。
We have the understanding of time.
人有时间的解释。
We can explain about time.
人有对时间意义的探讨。
We can seek after the meaning of time.
这时间如果是一个客观的事实。
And if time is a subjective presence.
时间的意义就在基督里面才找到真正的解释。
The true meaning explanation of time must be found only in Jesus Christ.
这样基督徒的历史哲学和非基督徒的历史哲学是完全不一样。
And so the historical philosophy of a Christian will be completely different from a non-Christian.
有一次我在新加坡。
Once I was in Singapore.
一个台湾大学的历史学的教授也坐在车里面。
A professor of history from Taiwan was traveling with me in the car.
新加坡的一个神学家也坐在车里面。
And a theologian from Singapore was traveling together with us.
我们三个人正在谈话的时候。
When all three of us were talking to each other.
我又对那个教授说。
I asked the professor.
请问你们教历史的人。
Let me ask you, you are a historian.
你解释历史的时候。
When you explain about history.
到某一些时候你是不是很难知道这个历史的动向。原有的动力是从哪里来的呢？
Is it true that it will be difficult for you to understand where the original motivation and motive of history is?
那个教授说，哎，唐牧师，你这句话真的很对。
And he said, Reverend Tom, you are absolutely right.
我们历史学家研究历史。
We are historians and we study about history.
我们常常没有办法解释某一些历史时刻的动力是从哪里来的。
But it is difficult for us to understand where is the source of certain historical events.
我知道他是基督徒。
I know that he is a Christian.
所以我说，如果你们这些历史学家
，So I say. If you are a historian,
好好深入研究神学。
And if you understand theology,
你们就会用创造时间的神的智慧眼光去明白时间的意义是什么。
You will try to understand the meaning of time from the Creator's perspective.
他说这是很对的。
It's absolutely true.
我们就是缺乏神学训练。
And because we are lacking in theological studies,
到某一个阶段我们就乱了。
So at a certain point we become confused.
唐牧师什么时候你到台北来？
So Reverend Tom, when are you coming to Taipei?
对我们一些历史的学生和历史的教授谈一些基督教的历史哲学。
And you should speak to us about Christian's concept of history to our students.
这是需要的吗？
Is this a necessity?
这是需要的。
Yes, it is.
因为我们不能脱离历史。
Because we cannot depart away from history.
只有神话人物同小说里面的人物是不在历史里面的。
Only those who live in a mythological world and in the novels are not within history.
有血有肉的人都在历史里面。
Anybody who is physical must live in history.
我们在历史之中而不明白历史是什么。
We are in the midst of history, but we cannot understand it.
我们怎么能产生历史性的意义同对历史以后的影响？
So how can we influence history and find the meaning of history?
我们住在这个房子里面，这个房子怎么建？又倒下来怎么办？你不知道，你怎么会好好住在里面呢？
When we are living in a house, we do not understand the structure, and if it falls down, we will not know what to do. How can we live in there?
我讲房子你就了解了。
And when you talk about housing, you understand.
但我讲我们活在时间的历史过程中间，我不明白历史是什么，我们怎么会好好活呢？
But in the same manner, if we are living within time and history, and we do not understand history, how can we live in life?
你就不容易了解了。
Then you find that very confusing. Why?
因为时间的有形性是比较不容易明白。
Because it is harder to understand the physical reality of time.
就是刚才 才我讲的那一句话。
And which is what I said earlier.
当然，这一群的听众。
But for this congregation,
我把你们当作同普通教会里面的听众不一样。
I think that you are different from the average member of the congregation in any church.
看重你们。
I put great emphasis on you.
我要把很好的东西给你们。
So I want to give you good things.
好不好？
Is that good?
你说好到我听不懂怎么办呢？
If it's so good that I don't understand.
那就帮助你谦卑下来了。
So hopefully you will become humble.
帮助你不像过去以为你做了长老做了知识什么都懂。
So that you will not be arrogant just because you are elder or deacon.
其实很多人什么都不懂。
And certainly many people do not know anything.
就什么都要管了。
But they want to go and be involved.
谦卑的休息。
But we want to learn in humility.
我再说。
Let me say
this. 我们在历史的过程中间。
We are in the midst of the process of time.
一定要知道历史是应该怎样解释的。
And we want to understand how to explain history.
历史的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of history?
我们在历史中间怎么样与历史的主发生有机的关系？
And within history itself, how can we have an organic relationship with the Lord of history?
然后我们的生活不但在历史中，我们超过历史，会影响以后的历史。
So that we not only live within history, we will transcend above history and influence the history of the future.
你说这个我开始兴趣了。
I say, well, it's pretty interesting.
所以你要认识历史的主宰是耶稣基督。
You must understand that the Lord of history is Jesus Christ.
基督是时间的创始者。
Because Jesus Christ is the creator of time.
基督也是时间的终极成全者。
And Jesus is also the heir of time.
所以这个历史不能脱离基督。
And so history cannot be departed away from Christ.
不但万物是借着他造的。
Not only did he create all things.
不但万物是为他造的。
Not only was all things created for him.
万物也是靠他而立的。
All things were created by him.
这个就是基督用全能的命令托住万有的意义了。
And this is what it means when we say that Jesus Christ is almighty and he sustains all things.
所以哥罗西书第一章第十六节提到基督他创造了万有。
So Colossians chapter 1 tells us that Jesus Christ created all things.
第十七节说基督托住了万有。
And verse 17 tells us that he sustains all things.
就跟希伯来书第一章第二节讲的一样样的。
It is similar to chapter verse 2 of Hebrews.
那么基督是智慧的源头。
Jesus Christ is the source of wisdom.
基督是道的本体。
And Christ is the embodiment of the way itself.
基督是真理的本身。
And Jesus Christ is the embodiment of truth itself.
所以创造时间的上帝。
And he is the God who created time.
也成为历史的动因了。
He also becomes the reason why history moves.
不但托住这个诸世界。
Not only does he sustain the entire universe.
他推动了整个各时代。
He moved all generations.
这就是上个礼拜我们讲这里所用的世界这个字，西方的希腊文不是 cosmos.
And in last week we mentioned that the original Greek does not use the word cosmos.
这里所指的是世代的意思。
The word universe refers to ages.
这就表现了不但空间的世界，也表现了时间的世界了。
It means not only the physical universe, but also the universe of time.
基督是空间世界的主。
Jesus Christ is the Lord of the physical world.
基督更是时间世界的主。
But he is also the Lord of the world of time.
这样基督徒在历史中间就活在主的主权之下了。
And so when Christian lives in history, he lives under the sovereignty of God.
基督徒对世界的了解就不像那些没有主人的人那样的看法。
The understanding a Christian has towards the world will not be like a non-Christian.
这是何等深入、何等高贵、何等有价值的一个认识。
This is an understanding that is profound and is of great value.
历史是放在时间里面。
History is within time.
而时间就是什么呢？
But what is time?
我们要把时间描写出来的时候，
When we try to explain and describe
time, 我就发现了我们的名词没有办法够用的。
We find that we have not enough terms to use.
因为时间是看不见的。
Because you cannot see time.
时间是摸不到的。
You cannot touch time.
但是时间是很真实的。
But time is very real.
对动物来说没有这个觉悟性。
To the animals, they have no sense of time.
对人来说不可能没有这个觉悟性。
But to a human being, that is impossible.
所以我们的生命的时间性、永恒观是揉在一起的。
So our sense of time, our sense of eternity is in one body.
我们有时候感到时间不够。
Sometimes we feel there's not enough time.
是因为永恒被捆绑，谁会这么讲的？
Because eternity itself is being binded, so we say that.
有时候感到时间太长。
Sometimes we think the time is too long.
是因为我们的盼望超越了时间的进度，谁会这么讲的？
Because our hope is beyond the progress of time, that's why we say that.
这就是人之所以是人。
That's why we are human beings.
人有时间观。
We have the concept of time.
人会研究历史。 历史书。
We can understand and study
the history. 人也能有一些动作在历史之中留下意义。
We also have action in history to leave behind certain meaningful things.
这是动物的世界不能与我们相比的原因。
This is something the animals can never ever do.
当人要明白时间的时候
，But when human beings try to understand time,
他要从哪一个工具去达到可以明白的可能
？What kind of tools will he use to understand it?
所以我们用钟来表示时间嘛。
So do we use the clock to represent time?
钟就是两个针转来转去，那个叫做钟。
But a clock is simply two needles moving right and round.
我们已经慢慢习惯了角度和时间的关系。
But we have this concept that anger has a relationship with time.
甚至没有一二三四五六七八九十十一十二，单单看角度，我们知道大概九点三十七分。
So sometimes the clock has no digits, but we can tell the time.
我们可以知道大概是十二点少两分。
We can tell that it's approximately that time frame.
因为那个角度已经给我们感觉了。
Because the anger gives us a feeling of time.
但钟不等于时间。
But certainly the clock does not represent time.
那么时间是什么呢
？So what is time?
啊，我们看见春天又来了。
We say spring is here again.
啊。不久冬天又来了
and after that, winter comes again.
过了几次春天几次秋天你发现你车面上的电车轨多起来了
and after a few spring and autumn you find that a lot of lights
你知道有一个叫的时间呢正在你面上雕刻了
And you know that your face is sculptured by time.
我从前像苹果一样，现在怎么变成 Kentucky Fried Chicken?
In the past, I looked like an apple, but now I'm like a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
平滑的面皮到皱纹一大堆的，这期间有时间在雕刻啦。
From the time that I have a smooth face to the time I'm full of wrinkles, it is the mark of time.
那么时间是什么呢
？But what is time?
我们就把它当作周而复始的一个定律，叫做时间。
We say that it is this ritual that goes round and round.
所以西方的哲学是这样描写时间的。
And that's how the Western philosopher describes time.
东方的哲学也是这样描写时间的。
It's the same for Eastern philosopher.
天干地支十乘十二，彼此轮流结果产生六十年一周。
There's this concept in the Chinese philosophy that it is a 60-year cycle.
甲乙丙丁戊辛，戊辛庚辛壬癸，这个是十天干。
And this is the concept of Chinese mark.
天干十个字。
There is a Chinese philosophy.
地支十二个字。那么讲推来推去变成六十周，六十年一周了。
And the whole thing is with 60 years as a basic year.
六十年一周了。
So with 60 years you move on now.
这是从自然的循环产生出来的观念。
And this
有做的结论。
This concept comes about from nature moving around and round.
西方也是如此。
In the West it's the same.
结果把这种这个周而复始的观念把它变成时间的描写的时候。
And when we describe time, we describe it as a ritualistic cycling.
把它有机化的时候。
And when we make it organic,
变成连生命也是在时间中间团团团，所以就变成轮回修说了。
And because if you expand this theory further, it becomes a concept of reincarnation because life in itself also goes into cycle.
印度教是提倡轮回的。
And in the Indian religion, they try to promote reincarnation.
佛教产生了人类学同社会学等级上的大改革。
And Buddhism came about with a great revolution in this whole concept.
佛教的时间观跟印度教的时间观是完全一样。
The concept of time for the Buddhists is the same as the Hindu.
还是在轮回的观念里面认识历史的。
It's still this reincarnation and this moving round and round.
而西方的毕达哥拉斯同印度差不多一样。
And in the West, the philosopher is the same as the Indian.
The Pythagorean philosophy of time is also recycling. 所以也是轮回的说法。
So again, the Pythagorean philosophy is also a recycling and cycling process.
这样你看，人类对历史的了解是很可怜的。
So our understanding of history is limited and pitiful.
我们所知道的历史就是转来转去的事件叫做历史。
Our understanding of history are things that move round and round and round.
全世界只有一本书。
The entire world only has one book.
绝对不走人类哲学的路线。
That will not move along the pathway of human philosophy.
哪一本书呢
？Which book is that?
就是神的启示。
And that is a revelation of God.
这本书告诉我们历史不是那样的。
This book tells us that history is not like that.
所以呢，我们看见了东方的哲学、西方的哲学都在神的话里面受了审判。
And so we see that the Western philosopher and Eastern philosopher must be judged under the word of God.
那么圣经怎么看历史呢
？But what is the concept of history to the Bible?
圣经怎么样启示它的历史的这个意义呢
？What does the Bible reveal to us about the meaning of history?
圣经告诉我们历史是有开始的。
The Bible tells us that there's a beginning to history.
历史是有结束的。
And there's an ending to history.
所以历史不是时间的团团转。
And history is not just a recycling of time.
人的生命也不像苏格拉底所讲的，一面到阳面，阳面到阴面的轮回不止。
And our life is not like what Socrates described, just moving from positive to negative and negative back to positive. But what does the Bible say? And that is Jesus Christ is the creator of all universe and will also be the heir to inherit everything. This is the only revelation of the meaning of history, which is a straight line concept with no turning back. I hope that as Christian you lead the right life. I hope that you understand sermons when you're listening to it. I hope that you have real responsibility within your faith. So you can tell other people what kind of Christian you are, what do you believe in, and what's the difference between your faith and all other faith. Unfortunately, many churches do not actually look into the Bible carefully, and so the more they preach, the more confused they become. We want to continue. There are only two different types of concepts to time and history. The first one is the recycling time process. The other concept is a straight line concept. Listen to the next sentence. Those countries that believe in history being a recycling process are countries that are backwards. Because since you will fail, well, just come back again. If you make a mistake, just turn back. So if it is lousy this life, wait for the next life. And this type of concept influences culture. It influences creativity. It influences our treasuring of opportunities. It influences the solemnness we should have towards our responsibilities. It influences the way we will create creativity itself. And this is not easy. But when we understand all these great principles, then you will know that there are only two types of people in the world, one which understand the wisdom of God and those who do things any old way. Unfortunately, many people proclaim themselves to be Christians, but they belong to the latter half. Let me say this again.
凡是把时间解释成团团转的那些国家那些民族,
those countries and those people who think of time as a recycling process are backwards.
中国比印度进步,
China is more advanced than India. Because China does not adopt the concept of cycling.
印度不但时间团团转,
India not only understand time as a cycle, they also change their clothing in cycling. I'm sorry if I offend any Indians among us. But when India has a person like Mahatma Gandhi, he respected the Bible, he respected the teaching of Christ, and he brought some changes. He do not believe in caste system. In the same in the West, where is the true progress of the West? There were a brilliant time and age in the times of the Greeks. But Augustine is the first person who proposed the right concept of time. Why did Augustine have this concept of change of time? Because he was influenced by the word of God. There was once when Augustine could not sleep. Because he could not go to sleep with a lot of concept in his mind. Why? He believed that good and evil is in an eternal battle and there is no way out for human beings. And that is the concept of the monist.
Manichaeism.
Manichaeism.
那么他差不多有10年的时间受这种错误教训的影响。
And for about 10 years, he was influenced by this erroneous teaching.
他没有办法挣脱自己情欲的捆绑。
He could not get out of his desires.
虽然他有个很好的母亲。
Although he had a great mother.
是敬虔、敬畏上帝、敬拜上帝，也是他为他祷告的长辈。
A person who was really godly and prayed for him often.
但是这个母亲虽然很敬虔，没有足够的头脑可以回答这个年轻人聪明智慧的发的问题。
But although the mother was godly, she did not have enough intelligence to answer all his questions.
这样一个没有多大学问的老牧师，没有办法应付那些很聪明的后现代主义哲学分子一样。
It's just like an old pastor who is not going to be able to answer the question of many young people.
有一天晚上，这一个聪明绝顶的天才，他不能睡觉。
And one evening, this genius could not go to sleep.
他十七八岁已经完全精通斯多亚派哲学、以比古罗派哲学，还有怀疑派哲学。
And by the time he was 17 and 18, he was very familiar with all the philosophies of the days.
二十岁的时候，他对希腊主义、对这个整个西方的所有的哲理，他都明白。
And by the time he was 20, he understood all Western philosophies.
他已经做了教授。
He was already a professor.
He learned a lot about skepticism, epicureanism, stoicism, neoplatonism, all the greatest and most advanced study of the philosophy of his time. 但他还是无法。
And he was not able to understand, although he understood all the philosophies of his time.
他做了教授。
He was a professor.
但他的生活乱七八糟。
But his life was in a mess.
他要突破没有办法。
He wanted to break through, but he couldn't do that.
有一天晚上。
One evening.
当他不能睡，爬起来。
When he could not sleep and when he got up,
他跑到庭院外面去。
He went out to the garden.
他看着天空。
And he looked at the sky.
那一片万里晴空。
And there were lots of stars.
千千万万颗星向他呼唤。
And all the stars were calling to him.
他突然醒过来。
And suddenly he was enlightened.
醒什么呢？
What was he enlightened about?
知道这是井然有序、有条不紊、继续不断在原则中间运行的整个天空。
Suddenly he realized that everything moved with a fixed pattern and a fixed system and principle.
这个一定有创造主。
And surely there is a creator.
而且这些运行呢，
and all this movement of stars
是好的，
is good.
所以不是善恶复斗永不止息所能解释的。
And it is not something that can be explained by the eternal battle of good and evil.
所以德国的神学叫 Paul Tillich.
So Paul Tillich, a German theologian,
他在一本书里面提到一句话。
He said this in a book he wrote.
那天晚上，奥古斯丁的天文的认识就在数学的质疑中间呢，重新整顿了整个西方的思想。
And because Augustine understood that on that very night, it changed the entire course of thinking for the Western philosophers.
Augustine 后来对时间的认识。
Later on, the understanding of time by Augustine
就从圣经找到智慧。
He found the wisdom within the word of God.
什么智慧呢？
What kind of wisdom?
时间不是转来转去。
That time is not a cycling process.
时间是直线性。
But time moves in a straight line.
起点有终点。
It has a beginning and an end.
这个起点终点就是耶稣基督。
And the beginning and the end is Jesus Christ.
所以他不但接受创造论。
Not only did he accept creation,
他也接受末世论。
He also accept revelation.
创造论就是有起点的人的信仰。
Creation is something which those people with faith believe in.
末世论就是有终点的人的信仰。
But those people who look for the end accept the end.
自然神论之所以是肤浅的。
Natural theology is
deism.
Natural theism in itself is shallow.
我再解释 ，deism 是自然主义、自然神论 ，natural theology 叫自然神学，是两个不同的范围。所以你们以后有机会给你开班的时候，你们读书越来越多，你们就越聪明了，你才知道从前你笨笨的就是。先讲下去了。Deism 的之所以是不完全的
，Natural Deism in itself is incomplete，
因为他只把神当作起点，他没有终点。
Because Natural Deism thinks of God only as the Creator, the beginning, but not the end。
而今天我们看见许多极端的灵恩派
，And today a lot of extreme charismatics，
他们只是用终点来吓人
，They only take the end to frighten the people，
然后没有好好试看。建立起基督徒现在应当有的道德责任是什么？
But they do not want to establish the ethics and the morality of Christians for this lifetime.
Pierre Chardin 上个礼拜我讲的。
Last week I mentioned a philosopher.
法国天主教的一个神父。
A priest from
French. 北京周口店这个北京猿人的发现人之一。
One of the people who discovered the Beijing man.
他注重整个宇宙的终点，贵注重起点。
He placed great emphasis to the end of the cosmos rather than the
beginning.
And he treated Christ as the omega point of the entire universe.
整个世界是面向以后基督的成全。
And the entire world is moving towards the accomplishment of Christ at the end.
Chicago 的 Hartshorne.
Whereas Chicago's Hartshorne.
还有英国的 Albert North Whitehead.
And Albert North Whitehead of England.
他们的 philosophy of process, 或者 theology of process, process theology and process philosophy, 都是注重终点而不注重起点。
All these people place emphasis in the end but not the beginning.
所以我们今天看基督徒的看法不一样。
But the Christian concept is different.
可是基督徒有应当基督徒的看法，但是许多基督徒变成没有看法的人。
Unfortunately, many Christians just have no opinion about all this.
我们是有起点有终点的。
We have the beginning and the end.
因为有起点。
Because there's a beginning.
我们知道万有是神所造的。
So we know all things were created by God.
因为有终点。
Because there is an end.
知道万有有归向神。
We know that all things will return to God.
最大的不同是什么呢?
What is the biggest difference?
是在起点的中间,
is that God is the sustaining power between the beginning and the end.
基督成为历史的动力,
and Christ is the motivating force of history.
而非基督徒连这个观念都没有,
but non-Christian does not even have this concept.
他们以为我的存在是偶然的,
they think that our existence is a
coincidence.
My own strength is the strength of the world. And they move halfway and they stop.
马克思死了,
and Karl Marx is dead.
毛泽东死了,
Mao Zedong is dead.
他们不是历史的动力,
and all these people does not move history. They are just one point in history.
所以回到圣经,
so we must return to the word.
你成立他为承受万有的,
you establish him as heir of all things.
你又造借着他创造诸世界,
and through whom you made all things.
这样历史有起点有终点什么意思呢?
What is the meaning of having a beginning and the end?
我们如果有源头有创造者,
if we have a source and a creator,
就表示创造者有他的动机,他的心意在整个历史里面。
It means that the creator has his own plan within history.
如果创造结果是有终点的话,
if there is an end to this creative process, it means that history has a direction and has an aim.
如果历史有源头有目的,
if history has a source and an end,
我要怎么样找到这个目的?
How can I find the end and
purpose?
How can I coordinate with this purpose? How can I understand the reason behind this? So that our life will not be a waste.
Because
the greatest inheritance we have from God is not our money, but the time we have.
Your life is equal to your time.
你的生命就等于你的时间。
那些把 time is money 当作很聪明的成语的人是笨得不得了。
And those people who think time is money is foolish indeed.
Time is not equal to money. Time is equal to the length of your life.
时间不等于金钱, 时间等于你生命的长短。
When your time is finished, your life is finished also.
当时间完了以后，你的生命也将结束。
So, you check your concept into time is life, but time is not money.
所以你的概念要改变，时间是生命，时间不是金钱。
So the greatest asset you have in your life is your time.
所以你生命最大的产业就是时间。这个时间你怎么样明白与历史的关系？ And you want to understand your relationship with history within this time frame.
你要透过对基督的认识。
And you want to do that through the understanding of Christ.
这种认识呢，不是那普通传统的系统神学。
And this is not Christology in the normal systematic theology. And in Christology, we want to place emphasis only on Christ the Savior. But for the past few sessions, we have been talking about Christ of the cosmos.
Cosmic Christ.
The cosmic Christ.
The universal Christ.
The universal Christ.
The Christ of creation.
创造的基督,
Christ of consummation.
成全的基督,
Christ is the inheritance of the universe.
承受整个宇宙的基督,
万有的承受者,
the person who inherit all things.
万有的创造者,
the person who created all things.
这样你的信仰,你的眼光就扩大到一个地步,
so your vision and your faith will be expanded.
你与基督的关系,
so that your relationship with Christ
每时每刻不能离开他,
will be one in which you will never depart from him at every single moment.
孔子好像懂一点这个事情,
Confucius seems to understand this a little bit.
道者不可思议离也,
so he understands that Tao is not like anybody else.
Thou cannot be separated for even one moment.
That you cannot be separated from it.
所以这个表示时间与道是有关联的。
Which means that time has a relationship with Thou.
我们也是这样思想。
We also think about it this way.
耶稣基督说,
because Jesus Christ
离开了我, 你们就不能做什么。
When you depart from me, you cannot accomplish anything.
耶稣这句话跟孔子那句话有关联在里面。
There is a relationship between what Christ said and what Confucius said.
我相信孔子是领受了普遍启示，有这种的共同了解。
I believe that Confucius had received general revelation, so he had some understanding.
经过一个大历史学家叫做Wells,
a great historian of England.
这个人讲一句话,
he said this.
他的历史的每一点跟上帝都直接连在一起。
He said there's a direct relationship between every single point of history and God.
我不明白这个大文化学者是用怎样的观察去产生这个结论。I
do not understand what kind of methods he used to come to this conclusion.
这个结论是非常圣经的。But
this conclusion is biblical.
以神以自己真神的话语来证明他与历史的关系。
Because God proved his relationship with history by his word.
他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
以色列啊,
it's history.
你们用哪一个别神与我相比呢?
Which God can you use to compare with me?
我是真的上帝。
I am the true God.
我是你的主。
I am your Lord.
我是你的救主。
I am the Savior.
我从起初之名，末后必成的事情。
From the beginning, I tell you what will be happen in the end.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
整个历史在神的手里面。
It means the entire history is within his hand.
这个不信耶稣的 wealth, 这个历史学家比许多基督徒的长老，这是更明白圣经。
And so this non-Christian philosopher, well, he really understood the Bible more than many Christian leaders.
我很多时候不甘愿。
Many a times I was not willing about this.
尽量装备基督徒。
So I tried to equip Christians.
使我们比别人更聪明。
So that we will be more intelligent than other people.
因为那真正智慧的法宝在我们手里。
Because the true treasure of wisdom is within our hands.
神借着先知讲话。
God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets.
神借着他的儿子讲话。
God spoke to us by his son.
他是谁?
Who is he?
他是万有的创造者。
He is the creator of all things.
他将成了万有的承受者。
He is the appointed heir of all things.
这一条线的中间, 他是万有的托住。
And within this line, he is the sustainer of all things.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
你论是基督到什么地步?
What kind of understanding do you have about Christ?
奥古斯丁看见了这个直线,
and Augustine saw the line.
开始了一个新的纪元的,
so he started a new era.
就是建立整个历史观在这条以基督为始为终的直线上。
And his concept of history is established on this Christ and the line of time.
奥古斯丁在启示录里找到一些圣经。
In the Revelation, Augustine found the Bible.
这世界和其上的国度都要归耶稣基督的。
All the kingdom of the world will be inherited by Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
天主教教皇就用这一句话来建立他们的教皇的这个权力的体系了。
And so the Pope in the Roman Catholic Church used this Bible verse to establish their concept and their system. Because all kingdoms must belong to Christ finally. And so without the ordination of the Pope, you cannot be an emperor. Because he is the vicar of Christ.
这一个错误的解释呢，从以后的这个相关性，另外别的讲座再来讲。
Perhaps in another seminar we'll explain about this mistake that they have made.
我们任何一个题目都可以做一个很大的讲座。
And every topic can establish itself in a great seminar.
只有神的话可以给我们更正思想，把我们带到真理里面。
Only the word of God can correct our understanding to return to the truth.
奥古斯丁的这种历史学的观念,
this understanding of time by Augustine,
就影响了整个世界。
Influenced the entire world.
当西方世界承受了这种历史解释的时候,
and when the Western world inherited such a concept of time,
以后他们慢慢就进步起来了。
And they started to improve.
特别是到了改教时期,
especially during the Reformation.
管家神学,
and
the theology of stewardship.
In the theology of stewardship.
恩典神学,
and the theology of grace.
使人变成有责任向神尽忠，利用时间做最好的事。
He helped us understand that we ought to be responsible to God and to be loyal to Him and to make best use of what He has given us.
今天是改教的纪念日。
And today is the day we remember the Reformation.
你知道德国在马丁路德改教以前没有产生过任何很有意义的产品吗?
Before the Reformation by Martin Luther, the Germans did not have any meaningful products.
但是改教以后,
but after the Reformation,
这个精神传下来,
the spirit has been inherited.
制造的东西是世界第一流的。
And the products of Germany is the best in the world. And the watches from Switzerland are the best in the world. And this is not something which the Roman Catholic Church can produce. And this is the complete conclusion of the concept of stewardship, the concept of responsibility, of grace, and making full use of what God has given to us.
亲爱的朋友,
dear friends,
我们做基督徒知道基督教在历史上的价值意义从领受神的恩典所产生的改变是什么?
Do we understand the changes that God has given to us from our understanding of Christ and the value system?
神是起点,
God is the beginning.
神是终点,
God is the end.
借着基督创造万有,
and by Christ He created all things.
借着基督托住万有,
and through Christ He sustained all things.
应许基督承受万有,
and He promises that Christ will be the heir of all things.
这个世界的历史要到哪里去呢?
So where is the direction of history moving to?
历史要走到最后归向基督合而为一的那一点。
History will move to the end where all things will become one with Christ.
所以以弗所书第一章第十节告诉我们。
So Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10 tells
us,
when the time is up, Christ, God will make sure that everything will become one with Christ.
Telos,
and so Christ will become the end of all things.
Telos,
and the word in Greek is telos, which means the end, the target. The final target. And so history has a purpose and an end. And our life has a meaning. And this end is decided by God. And from here we establish a meaningful life. But you say in the past that the Bible has no relationship with us. We read about it and it seems irrelevant. Why? It's like eating the chicken, but you only eat the feathers.
你要吃鸡肉,
you must eat the meat.
吃鸡的骨髓,
and you must suck the marrow.
你就有关系了,
then there is a relationship.
道不行,读圣经,不是像你吃鸡毛,没有意思,就吞吞,就丢掉了。
Augustine, when he studied the Bible, is not like us.
他从那些话里面找到历史观,
from the word itself, he understands the concept of history. The philosophy of history. To understand that there's the purpose for the human world. And when we study the Bible, we only try to memorize and compete with one another. Thanks be to God. Christ created all things. Christ sustained all things. Christ will inherit all things. But where are we going? We are waiting for that day to come. Because God has given all things to Christ. And since Christ is to inherit, it belongs to Him. And when He comes, He will tell all of us to kneel down. I am going to inherit all things. Is that so? And God is
telling the
Lord, pray to me, is that it?
没有的,
that's not what Christ did. Christ did not do that.
应当承受万有的, 竟然一无所有。